This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday the 14th of September with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. We're here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. We've got two fantastic guests we're going to talk to shortly. But we're back. What have you got?
We are back. Well, I have something. Work is underway on a £15 million investment, Paul Andrews, to create a world-class business park aiming to attract leading technology and science firms. The Innovation Park Medway, which is called an IPM. See what they did there?
Oh, yeah.
Innovation Park Medway project is said to be a key part of boosting...
They could have used the initials, couldn't they?
They could have done, yeah.
It would have been IPM then.
Yes. That's what they've done, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right.
But there was brackets round it as well. So,
oh, you never
know.
Mentioned the brackets.
No, I didn't. No, you, yeah. If I'd have said bracket, you'd have
If you'd have said brackets, I would have known what you were saying.
Exactly. Mm. I think they probably sat up all night thinking that.
Oh, I would, no, they probably paid an agency to come up with that.
Probably.
I mean, obviously.
They've probably got a very swanky logo. Mm. Mm. It's said to be a key part of boosting the economy in the towns. That must be Medway towns, they mean. Mm-hmm. Providing scores of highly skilled jobs and opportunities of training when it opens at Rochester Airport. Is there an airport at Rochester?
There is indeed.
Does it work?
It does indeed.
Really?
Yeah.
Where can I fly to from there?
Anywhere you want, as long as you've got your own plane.
I bet Tracy went, oh, you have to have your own plane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't afford a plane yet.
It's next door to BAE Systems, which is why there's an airport there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Split across two phases, either side of the runway, the 24.7-acre site is said to be home to 34 plots offering state-of-the-art facilities for research and development. The development is one of the main projects led by Medway Council as part of its regeneration plans for the area, which also include redevelopment plans for Chatham Town Centre. More than £10,000 homes on the Hoo Peninsula... H-double-O, that is, if you're not local.
Who?
Who? I always think of an owl when I read that. Who?
I always think of who lets the dogs out.
Yeah, well. And a £418 million development along the riverside in Rochester. Mm-hmm. We all do like a bit of a house with a river view, don't we?
Absolutely. Do you know what, though? I'm bored with you.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I want to talk to our guests.
Well, luckily I'm not here next week.
Yeah, you're away.
I'll be in Rutland.
You're camping in Rutland.
Yeah, I can't wait. The weather forecast is like
rain. I've got the lovely Amanda joining me
next
week.
Yeah, well, you might get some sense out.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly, yeah.
But who's going to muck out while she's here?
Yeah, true. Anyway, listen. I want to talk to these two lovely people because I've been dying to hear all about this. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker show Gabriella Burgess and Amy Nicholas.
Amy.
Hi. Hello.
Amy, a little French way.
Yeah.
And Gabriella.
But I'm going to call Gabrielle Gabby.
I'm calling her Gabriella.
And you're going to call her Gabriella.
Yeah, her mother sat up for hours thinking of that lovely name and you're just going to shorten it.
I hate to tell you, it was actually an accident.
You were an accident? Or?
No, the name was an accident. Someone misspelt it in a card, and then they went, oh, that sounds nicer than what we chose. So
what were you going to be?
Gabrielle. And then someone put an A at the end. Right.
Now, Gabrielle is nicer, isn't it?
We'll go for that. That's nicer, yeah.
Yeah. Can you sing as well?
No, absolutely not. I wish I could.
Listen, it's a pleasure to welcome you onto the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And I've been really excited about this because it's always great to have something different.
Yeah.
That's us.
And the business that... Yeah, but you are both very different. Yeah, you're both very special, and that's very true. But the business that you're working in is also something quite different as well. And I don't think I've come across anything like it. So let's start off. You're with Great Food to You. Where's the best place to start with this? Well, explain what it is first. If you explain what it is, and then we'll talk about the business in general. But so what is Great Food to You all about?
Oh, I just want to say thank you for having us, first of all.
It's a pleasure, Amy. It's a pleasure.
For a whole hour. It's commendable.
With your jaws dropped.
What?
Jaws.
Oh, jaws.
Oh, honestly, it gets more and more like Carry On every week.
Yeah,
yeah, so Great Food to You was actually a concept that launched at the start of lockdown.
Right.
Previously, it was a company that managed the procurement and buying process for restaurants.
Okay.
March hit. Mm. All the revenues had dropped, so they all had a conversation, got together. How can we make some money? How can we still support our restaurants that we look after? And Great Food to You was born.
So it was a classic, I hate this term, but it's a classic pivot business.
It certainly is.
Yeah. So, and I don't, when I say I hate the term, it's just because it's been overused as a term, pivot. I do like the fact that people have taken a problem and gone, how can we solve this really unusual problem? What can we do differently? And what they've come up with is astoundingly brilliant, to be honest. So, sorry to interrupt. Now, carry on, Amy and Gabby, telling us about what Great Food to You is.
So, what is Great Food to You? So, we are a Kent business. Mm. We have a factory in Southleet, just around the corner from Bluewater. We represent 20 well-known restaurant brands.
Right.
Brands including Pizza Express, TGI Fridays, testing my knowledge, Bleak of Burger, Mother Clucker.
I love the name Mother Clucker.
You have to be really careful how
you
pronounce
it. You do.
So effectively what we have is a service where our customers can order a meal kit which replicates what they would order in a restaurant.
Such a good idea.
Mm. Yeah, that's delivered to our customer's door, temperature controlled, and includes a recipe card, and they can actually recreate what they would have
this
in a restaurant.
This is brilliant. I just think it's brilliant. And it's an invention of its time as well, isn't it? Because at the time that they came up with this idea, obviously people couldn't go to restaurants.
Exactly.
So they're missing their din-dins and the things that they normally have. And now you can make it yourself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you fancy something from TGI Fridays or from Pizza Express or whatever, presumably you go online to have a look at the different offerings you got. And so, well, let's take Pizza Express because I know that best. So if you go into your website and you go, right, I want something from Pizza Express, do you have a menu of the different types of things or is it a fairly fixed kind of...
It's fairly fixed. We have the two options for Pizza Express. We have the margarita, we have the
American Pops. Which is so popular.
It is. With the pizza, you get the dough,
right.
You get the oil, you get the flour,
right.
And you get the toppings. With Pizza Express, there's a video on how to create your pizza.
Right.
But it's very it's fun
and
to do with
the
kids.
The best thing about it as well is that it's literally all the same ingredients that are used in the restaurants.
Right.
Nothing differs. So if you take TGI Fridays, for instance, the legendary glaze, we have had to sign a non-disclosure that we're not allowed to share any of their secret recipe with anyone.
Do they provide it to you or do you make it to their recipe?
They provide,
yes.
Okay. Yes. So how do they get it to you?
Well, we have the lovely Bluewater on our doorstep.
Okay.
So we do work very closely with the brand.
So do you mince along and collect it, or...?
Sometimes, or... Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it varies for each restaurant that we work with, so we have different ways that it works with each restaurant. But, yeah, whatever works for the restaurant and works for us, we'll do what we can.
And sometimes we order from our suppliers, our restaurant suppliers...
Mm.
So we are effectively an extension of their business.
Yep.
So, you know, for some customers out there who still worry about what's going on with the pandemic, they can't visit their local restaurant, but they can create what they would have from that restaurant at home.
I love it. It's a fantastic idea.
So what do you do? Do you approach the restaurants and sort of tell them what you're doing? And,
yes.
And generally, how are you finding it? Are they... Yeah. Pleased, or are they a bit sort of defensive? Or?
No. I think the way they see it is extra exposure for their brand,
right.
And their restaurants. It's also an extra source of income for them as well. So,
it's interesting because it makes perfect sense when we were all locked down and couldn't go to a restaurant, but it also makes perfect sense even when we can. So, for instance, I live in Tenterton. There are no brand restaurants in Tenterton. Yeah. In fact, one of my favourite foods is Wagamama. Mama. And every time I order one, I go and pick it up from Ashford, which is the nearest. And it's an 18-mile round journey. And they always send me a survey that goes, Why do you come and pick it up? Well, because you won't even deliver this far out. That's why. Yeah. But for people that live in a place that doesn't have access to one of these restaurants, yeah, slightly more remote, it's a great idea, isn't it? I just love it.
It's really beneficial to the restaurants themselves, actually, because then they're able to gain information from us as to who's ordering and why are they ordering. Can we see if we have a restaurant there or not? And if not, if they see there's demand, then they know what they need to be doing, don't they?
Absolutely. And that is a brilliant extension to it, isn't it? That can see what the demand for their product is in places that they don't currently operate. I want to come back to what you get in the kit, though, because I think that's what that's what really fascinates us. You know, in case there's some special sauce or spices in there that they've been keeping, and we can experiment. So going back to the pizza, you order a margarita and say, "Hold the pineapple, we don't need that."
More controversial.
Yeah, I know. Pineapple and pizza. No.
It's only good if you've had like four bottles of wine and then you sort of quite enjoy it.
No, I'm a hot and spicy myself.
Okay. A bit personal.
Yeah. And I quite like pizza too. So you order your pizza and you get a kit that contains the toppings, the dough, and presumably some instructions on how you cook it and assemble these two things. Yeah. How do you cook a pizza at home, by the way?
Well.
Do you know?
Order a kit and you'll find out.
Yeah. Exactly. I see what she did there. Yeah.
But our kits are, they're actually quite durable with the packaging. So when we deliver the kits, our aim is, the items in the kits are able to be consumed up to 48 hours after they've been delivered. So we actually use recycled denim from the denim industry, which is the insulation inside the box. Within the box, with the meal kit items, we actually use gel packs as well to keep the temperature at that right level.
Yep.
But, I mean, our busy dispatch day at the factory is a Thursday, so it's...
Right. It was in time for the weekend for people.
I was going to say, do most people order it for weekends?
Yeah, order for Friday delivery.
Friday night.
Have on a Saturday as well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And currently, where do you deliver to? Is it just Kent-based or are you...
UK mainland. Yeah.
Really? Anywhere in the UK?
Yeah, anywhere that DPD can deliver within 24 hours to, we'll get it to you.
Wow. And that's what really makes a difference, isn't it? We're talking about my remoteness.
You want it now.
Yeah.
And you want
it. You know, if you're in a camper van, right?
In Rutland.
Yeah. And you suddenly fancy a TGI Friday. So you've got no chance in Rutland. There isn't one for miles.
Yeah.
But they can get online through their little phone and order a TGI Fridays. Mm. How they're going
to
cook it?
A couple of days, though.
How they're going to cook it when it arrives? They'll have to cook it. You'll have to have specialist though, because they'll have to cook it on a little campfire that they've made out of twigs and moss and stuff.
Well, the first campsite, there's no facilities whatsoever.
Oh. They've got bushes, haven't they?
Yeah, that is the facility.
You have to take your green egg.
Yeah, it's rather large.
If I may, a lot of our listeners are fascinated by the business process and ideas and how people come. And you've very beautifully explained the pivot between what the business was doing before and how it's moved into this really, really smart and clever idea. And it really is. I'm not blowing smoke. I think it's absolutely fantastic idea. So, and they launched back in 2020 with this. How did that go? Was it a difficult sell up front, or what were your teething issues? What were your problems? What were your opportunities? How did it work out in the initial early stages?
The size. The first unit that Great Food had to you was Park Royal, and then literally overnight, orders increased and increased and increased. And our busiest weekend actually was Valentine's weekend.
Wow.
So there's a lot of romantic people out there.
Yeah,
and what were they ordering?
Yeah.
Heart-shaped pizzas.
TGI's, actually.
Really?
Yeah, very romantic.
That's so nice, because I haven't been to TGI Friday for probably 20 years or something when I lived in London. 30 years even. So that's really exciting. What were they ordering? Those steaks and chocolates?
No, so we have the glazed burger, and we have the very famous chicken strips.
Yeah, people love those. Mm. So
it's the sauce. It's the legendary sauce.
Mm. We took a lot of orders in 1 week for that. Nearly $7,500,
wasn't
it? Wow.
And you talk business challenges, and that was a challenge for us. That was more than we ever could have dreamed of, and there were mistakes made our end, and just...
Yeah, well, it's going to happen, isn't it?
In a new
startup business, under the circumstances we're in, I would be deeply shocked if there weren't some things that didn't quite pan out. I mean, I would, if you told me it all worked perfectly, I wouldn't have believed you.
So there was a lot of work that needed doing. I think a lot of people were working, nearly 14, 15-hour days as well, weren't they, Ames?
And we'd just joined as well.
Yeah, so we were all new. It didn't go great. Quite a few customers were left unhappy, and we've worked tirelessly at redeeming ourselves from that weekend as well. And I think we're at a really good place where we've managed to reach out to customers which were unhappy with us, had a negative experience, and completely turn it around.
But it's often the case in the beginning, isn't it, when things just happen so quickly and you're galloping backwards almost.
And, and you don't have the infrastructure in place to handle it.
Exactly.
You know, it's a new thing, and you're testing the water, you're dipping the toes in.
It's the same for restaurants, isn't it? You don't know whether 12 people are going to turn up and order beef or one person or a party of 50.
Exactly that.
Yeah, and you know, and it's actually the same for any type of business that's just launched. You know, it's always a suck it and see type thing, because you don't know. I mean, you could all be sat there and nobody rings, and you go, you know, you're looking at your watch, go, should we go home?
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, 19,000 people go, oh, could we have some chips, please? And you go, no, I've run out of potatoes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all fun and games, but I'd say that we're so much stronger than we were when we.
Of course.
We moved to our new premises, 3,000 square foot facility. So the way that we work with brands, we can actually decant sauces, prepare items that go into the kit. And there's a good flow to the factory as well. So from preparation to picking and packing to the point where it leaves the factory on the back of DPD, and just to think that the day after... It's on a customer's doorstep, so it's very finely tuned.
Absolutely. Well, and it will, you know, you'll get your processes sorted, you know, as time goes past, and I guess you'll also gear up. You're going to find that, you know, things like Valentine's Day and other special days of the year, you're going to be busier than others, you know.
Well,
are you going to do Christmas Day kits? That's the thing, isn't it?
We're thinking.
Yeah, cool.
Maybe Christmas Eve, New Year's Day kits might potentially be quite a good thing, because no one actually wants to make a full meal from scratch on Christmas Eve. I mean, I know in my house it's always been takeaways prior to this.
It's a meal kit now.
It will be meal kits from now on.
Yeah.
And then New Year's Eve the family gets together, so why not explore and see what you can create, and then just pretend that I've cooked it all myself and wow everyone.
Absolutely. Why not?
And everyone likes to post photos on Instagram of their creations, so everything that we send is branded from the restaurant. So
I can see people getting the uniforms
for the brand. So what we found with Great Food to Use, it's fabulous for corporate gifting. So Amy specifically works with this, and we have a lot of big companies which she's made best friends with that like to gift to their workers, especially those still working at home.
Good idea. What a fantastic idea. Okay, I just want to explore the processes that you're going through in the factory now, if I may.
Because
you mentioned, Amy, that, you know, some of the sauces and some of the ingredients are prepackaged, ready to go. But when you say, I'm imagining you have a production line in your factory that says, right, we're going to, you know, put together these pizza kits, we're going to put together these burger kits. Is that done in response to the orders as they come in, or do you kind of make them and hope that somebody orders them, if you see what I mean?
Oh, no. So the way that we organise the factory is we have cut-off periods during the week. So mainly it's a Sunday cut-off for the next week delivery.
Right.
So myself and Gabby manage all the bookings that come in. And then first thing we do on a Monday is order from all the suppliers. So all the orders that we have are per what's coming and what the numbers are. So that's the first thing we do in the morning is we open our laptop, we have our coffee, and then we look at how many kits are going out. Right. So we're like, right, this is our target. This is the number we need to get over. But it's such a rewarding company to work for, being that we're from completely different industries. And I mean, I see more of you than my loved ones at home.
but in launching something new, and you're coming up, what, I suppose,
Over a year old.
Huh?
Just over a year old.
Yeah. So you've just gone through your first year, and you're there still, which is a major achievement under ordinary circumstances, under the craziness we're going through at the moment. It really is brilliant. A couple of kind of things I want to ask you about now. Presumably you're growing this by adding or attempting to add more restaurant brands. And there are some brands that you won't ever be able to add because they pride themselves on all their secret ingredients and nonsense. Yeah. And there are some people that just won't do that kind of stuff. But have you any feel for how many brands out there that you could target? I mean, you say you've got 20 at the moment that you're looking after. Do you have a plan for global domination? Are you looking at 30 brands, 40 brands, 100 brands?
From what I understand, I think we want to be the emporium of meal kits. So you look at Just Eat or Deliveroo, we want to be that of meal kits. We want to be your one to go place of restaurant meal kits. You won't need anyone else. You won't need to look elsewhere. It's all under one roof and we make it easy for you.
And do you think that you might, I mean, you probably can't even answer this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you think you might branch into your own brand meal kits? So at the
it's funny you should say, actually.
We've done this already.
Have you? So there was a very popular football tournament earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabby sat down and said, one day, I'm going to put together some Euro football kit meal kits. So we did four regions. We did the tasting. That was the best day ever.
So we have four different burgers, England, Spain, Germany,
Italy.
Yep.
Of course, I don't like to remember them at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. We'll forget that,
So we made the burgers based on the national flavours that you would associate with them.
So like a pasta burger for the Italian.
Well, I think Italy was...
pesto or something, probably, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was really tasty. It was my favourite one.
So tasty, you can't remember what because she's just dreaming about it.
But it also had nice little memorabilia kind of stuff in there. So little bits of party packs kind of stuff just to make it a little bit more fun, and that went quite well. And then we did one for a corporate didn't we?
Yeah, she contacted my client contacted me and said, I want to do something special for my remote team. This is my budget. What can you do? So
good idea.
Right, okay.
So it's for the team to do at home.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can imagine, just from a corporate point of view, you can imagine all the things you can do with that as well. Because you could have a zoom in with it as well, couldn't you? There's like, it would be like, you know, one of those cooking programs TV, MasterChef or something, where all of your
the perfect pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, where all of your team members have got the same kit, and you can say, "Well, yours is rubbish. Yours looks nice." So, yeah, I love it.
Popular with the corporates.
I love it, and I think it's a fantastic idea, ladies. We could talk about this forever, but sadly, we're kind of running out of time.
I'm just wondering whether I do cocktail kits next.
Oh, here we go.
Funny you should say that.
Yes. Yeah.
For
He was winding up, but I'm interested in cocktails.
we do have cocktail kits and packages that you can add on.
Yeah.
But we, for this and the listeners of this show, we have done a special discount code where you can add two of our cocktails to your order for free using code BizRadio.
It's very fantastic. Unique.
Do you see what they did there?
I did, yeah.
So you order your meal and you use BizRadio code, listener, if you're listening, and you get
And you choose your cocktails, and when you get down to your checkout, if you pop in Biz Radio in the coupon code, that will take the price of the cocktails off for you.
Fabulous. And could you have a mocktail for Paul Andrews, because he's teetotal?
Well, we have some nice soft drinks available.
Well, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
And let's hope we'll get Wagamama on board for you.
We'll do our best.
They're a bit difficult, Wagamama. I tried to contact Wagamama. I wanted to open a Wagamama's restaurant.
In
Tensoner, but they don't franchise it. It's not a franchise.
No. We have some restaurant listeners.
Yeah.
We have. Get in contact.
Yeah. Ladies, thank you for that. I'm blown away by it. I think it's a fabulous
idea.
And I can see so many ways you can take the business as well, you know, as well as all the brand stuff that, you know, is going to be popular. I love all the corporate side of it and the clever ideas of doing your own kind of meal kits for special occasions as well. So I love the whole concept of it. I think it's fantastic and all power to you.
Thank you.
Great pivot it's been. And we wish you continued success. How do people order their meal kits? What's the best way? Where's your website?
Okay, so our website is the 3 W's, as Jules says. great food to you, but to you is the number 2 and the letter U. So
yep.
greatfoodtoyou.co.uk.
Fantastic. There's a link on the Business Bunker website that will stay on there forever under the show. So it's on the front page
just
at the moment.
Just click the link.
Yeah, just click the link. But it's
this
great.
This Friday night, you could be tossing a pizza.
You could.
Could you?
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you toss it, James?
With your right hand. Yeah. You could be. A margarita.
Absolutely.
Mm. What if they do gluten-free ones?
Quite possibly. Anyway, enough of that. Great food to, number 2, letter U, greatfoodtoyou.co.uk. Check it out. If you order a meal kit at the moment, you can order a couple of cocktails, and in the coupon checkout, put Biz Radio, and you'll get the price knocked off of the mocktails. And what's not to like? So get your orders in now for the weekend. Amy, Gabby, thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having us. Absolutely brilliant.
Do stay for the last 10 minutes of the show. We are getting very close to the end of the show, but for the moment, Gabriella, Amy, thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'm very excited. I'm now extremely hungry.
Yeah.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
No, I'm dribbling.
I know.
I'm dribbling.
It's a lunchtime. I can almost smell a waft of pizza coming into the studio now, just thinking about it.
I haven't had pizza for ages.
No, well, my new husband used to make really nice homemade ones with the bread maker. And then during lockdown, because I don't eat bread anymore, and he gets, I don't know, indigestion if he eats bread, I gave it to someone in lockdown I just put it on Facebook and said, free this lovely Panasonic bread maker. But it used to make really good pizza dough.
The last pizza I had, I'm not going to tell you where it was because it would be embarrassing for them. But some friends of ours, we went out and we went to a restaurant, and the only thing they had was pizzas, and they only had a couple of pizzas.
In a restaurant?
Yeah.
What kind of restaurant
Just don't worry about it. Anyway, we all ordered our pizzas, and every single one of them was burnt.
Oh, dear.
Every single one was burnt.
And has the restaurant demised now?
I couldn't care less. I have no idea. I don't know.
What did you do? Chomp through them or send them back?
Well, they wouldn't take them back. They just went, it's the way it is. It's,
how bizarre.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a restaurant I would frequent.
One visit isn't frequent, is it? And I'm never going back.
Well, I'm going up to Moorfields Eye Hospital after my AstraZeneca
Here we go.
I'm going for my second consultation about my AstraZeneca eye damage. But, of course, afterwards it's perilously close to Shoreditch. So I'm going to pop back for my 8-course tasting menu at the Princess of Shoreditch, where I went in July. And it's absolutely stonking. Chef Ruth Hansen, amazing food. So if you do go to Shoreditch, pop into the Princess of Shoreditch. She's award-winning. It's gorgeous. And the whole thing of going to Moorfields, I'm just excited afterwards to go for my luncheon there.
Fantastic.
Mm.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for two free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Loch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
I've had a message from
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Stop pressing buttons.
Sorry about that. I've had a message from FSB Insurance Services.
Oh, what are they saying?
They say, hey, Business Bunker, we're listening in right now, and we'd love a shout-out, please. If you're an FSB member and have a food hygiene rating of 4 stars or over, you might qualify for a 10% saving on your renewal.
That sounds very good. And
so somebody got triggered by food there?
Yeah, and Collector's Buddy, you'll find him on Buddy_Museum, as we've said, he's a regular listener, usually in the loft. He says, have the ladies ever thought of going into hashtag wow competition organised by Jacqueline Gold? That's Jacqueline_Gold. I think you ladies are going to go very, very far with your new business. Meal kits, great food to you.
Absolutely. Or you could go to Theo Pafitis, SBS,
yeah.
Small Business Saturday or whatever it is.
And Paragon Drones are still listening and salivating, listening.
They're doing what?
Salivating.
Oh, are they?
And Tazy, the lovely Tracy, listening in Rochester by the river, she says, I now want to wag a mum a meal. Well done, Amy and Gabby, and wishing you a huge success with your business.
Mm. Fantastic. So keep those tweets coming in. I'm going to read the uninterrupted, that's for her, uninterrupted FSB news right now.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Entries are now open for the Celebrating Small Business Awards 2022. We're celebrating the achievements, successes and resilience of small businesses and the self-employed across the UK, and you're invited. Whether you're shortlisted for one of 12 local awards or make it all the way to the spectacular UK final, it's time to put your business in the spotlight and show us what you're made of. It's free to enter, so what are you waiting for? Go to www.fsbawards.co.uk. I'm going to tell you about some events that are happening. At the end of that, I'm going to give you a link where you can find all these events, find out more details and book your place. Tomorrow, manana, Wednesday the 15th of September, cybercrime. What is it and how can you avoid becoming a victim of it? This session is hosted by FSB and the UK Cyber Resilience Centre Network and is sponsored by West Midlands CRC and the Welsh CRC. It will explore the latest trends and threats in cybercrime and the expert support available to help you combat them. Wednesday the 22nd of September is Maidstone Virtual Networking. Peter Searle is hosting this free FSB Connect online event in association with the Metro Bank. These events are in Maidstone and it's relaxed networking with like-minded business owners. On Thursday the 30th of September, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking. Join us for this Women in Enterprise brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs in our interactive and engaging breakout rooms. And that is hosted by Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings. There's some online webinars taking place as well. How to access small and medium-sized business finance in post-pandemic Britain. That's taking place this Thursday, the 16th of September, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. This session by Richard Granger of Clear Idea Finance outlines the different types of commercial finance available to you, the lenders that provide them, and how you can access them. Richard will set out how to give your application for finance the best chance of success. That's Thursday, the 16th of September. On Tuesday, the 21st of September, 12 noon to 1:15, menopause in the workplace. Join our expert panel, including FSB Care and FSB Legal, as they discuss the impact of the menopause in the workplace. This session is for business owners, line managers, employees. You can submit questions for the panel in advance of the session. on Tuesday the 28th of September, 12 noon to 1 p.m. How to make critical decisions when the stakes are high. How do you know when to pull the plug and when to persevere, or when to play it safe and when to do something audacious? Join FSB and Andrew Payne, who will explore three very common and mind-bending dilemmas faced by organisational leaders. On Wednesday the 29th of September, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m, using and creating video to grow your business. At a time when businesses are fighting to survive, this isn't a case of investing millions into creating the next edition of the Star Wars franchise. No, actually, you probably have the tools you need to get set up right now, because all you need is a smartphone and your knowledge, passion and expertise about your business. So that's Wednesday the 29th of September. There's Kent Women in Enterprise again, virtual networking on Thursday the 7th of October, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And there's an optional after party. Yay. We'll meet virtually for an hour of networking, where attendees will each be given time to introduce themselves in a supported, unpressured environment. And likewise, this event is hosted by Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings. So all of those events can be found. All the details and the booking link can be found by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. I'm going to tell you about a couple of other things. There's help with digital technology and starting and succeeding in business. The Southeast Local Enterprise Partnership is offering two schemes to help with digital technology and starting and succeeding in business. And you can arrange a one-to-one call with Southeast Local Enterprise Partnership and the FSB. To find out about this, if you go to digital.wsxenterprise.co.uk, that's digital.wsxenterprise.co.uk. There's also grants available for low-carbon economy, Locase. For the low-carbon economy in the southeast, offers grants of up to £10,000 for SMEs based in the southeast of England. You can check your eligibility by going to their website, which is Locase, L-O-C-A-S-E, locase.co.uk. And I think that is all the FSB news for this week.
You did an admirable job, and I didn't butt in. So
Nelson, he was an admiral, wasn't he?
Nelson?
Yeah.
The singer, or Nelson the...
Nelson the admiral. You said I did an admiral job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you did there. I was thinking of Nelson the singer, who died in the dentist chair.
I said Nelson. You said Nelson.
Yeah. It's
that Harry Nelson?
He died in the dentist chair.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
I can't even get to see my dentist. It's ridiculous, because there's a backlog, apparently. So a new cross-channel freight service is launched by Eurotunnel this weekend. And as you know, I get very excited by cross-end, but it is for freight. So if you could box me up,
We could pack you in a box, don't you worry.
Yeah. The service will see freight transported unaccompanied through the Channel Tunnel, with 8,300 trailers a year expected to use the service. Operating 24 hours a day and 6 days a week, the service will use the Eurotunnel Border Pass, which will allow transporters to digitise their administrative exchanges with the border authorities. And the rail service is also being trumpeted as greener than its rivals, emitting 40 times less CO2 than ferries. Christian Dufermont, Freight Commercial Director of Eurotunnel, said, "By offering a new low-carbon, reliable and ultra-secure service, we are responding to a changing demand, and we confirm our determination to be preferred means of passage for the most demanding logistics chains."
Why is she doing it in a German accent?
Because his name's Christian Dufermont.
Why are you doing it in German then?
That was my French.
Oh, was it?
It could have been Belgium or Flemish. I wasn't quite sure.
Or Welsh.
Yeah. I kind of, made a little mix, because I have no idea really where he is from. I mean, it could be Cornish for all I know.
Exactly. Tazzy64 said, "Love what Amy and Gabby have done. Great to hear another business opportunity which, despite the initial learnings and teething problems, is now thriving." Absolutely. I'm just trying to catch up with everything. There's so many things coming in now. It's all getting a bit too much for me.
Making Mental Health, there is a first aid training and short workshop around, which is called Making Mental Health Matter. And it's from West Kent Mine. And they're a local mental health charity with a mission to enrich lives through better mental health by offering support for those of us around at home and work, and it's more important than ever, as we know. So the experienced West Kent Mine training team offer a range of accredited and CPD certified mental health first aid training courses, and also workshops for individuals and groups, as well as bespoke workplace training options for businesses. All are designed to teach practical skills and increase knowledge, awareness and understanding of mental health at home, in communities and in the workplace. So these courses, you can find them on www.westkentmine.org.uk. Put a little /, and add training. And there is an email, which is training@westkentmine.org.uk. There are short workshops that are just £40 per person. And for the autumn winter dates, the fully accredited mental health first aid course is offered at the special rate of £150 per person, saving £150 on the recommended price of £300. The next course, they say, is Monday the 4th of October. And there are other dates available in January and March next year. So that's westkentmine.org.uk/training.
I've had a note as well from Sophie Inglis. It says, I hope you're well on the Business Bunker. Just to let you know, award-winning plant-based restaurant Stem and Glory has today pledged to become carbon negative by the end of 2021. They are the first restaurant in the UK to do that. And that's Stem and Glory, and the founder was Louise Palmer Masterton. And they haven't given me a website, so I don't know where you can find them, but I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find them. So Stem and Glory, carbon negative. There you go.
Stem and Glory is a great name, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Ollie Pascal from Clockhouse Farm in Coxheath. Where's Coxheath?
Maidstone.
Features in Marks and Spencer's TV advert championing Kent-grown Victoria blackberries, because we're coming into blackberry season now, Paul Andrews.
Absolutely.
I do like to forage blackberries. They are really nice, and they're so good for you.
I've got a massive
bush.
Crop of... Thank you. A massive crop of blackberries in my garden.
Have you?
Yeah.
And do you forage them?
Of course.
They're very, very good for you, Paul. I'm bursting with vitamin C. And the flavour of a bush when it's in your garden is much, much better, don't you find?
Really?
Straight off the bush?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
A natural bush?
Yeah.
An outdoor bush?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Alfresco is the way to go. So there are 39 million people in a TV advert for Marks and Spencer's, and Ollie Pascal is one of them, I guess. Clockhouse Farm in Coxheath, which supplies around 40% of the UK blackberry market, has been filming with the supermarket for its Fresh Market Update campaign.
She's making herself laugh, listener.
It aims to shine a spotlight on the lengths its select farmers like Clockhouse Farm, saying this very carefully, you know.
I know, you're picking your way through this, aren't you?
Go to across the country to deliver homegrown produce. And we do like homegrown produce, don't we, Paul Andrews?
Absolutely.
Straight off the bush, that's what I say.
Do you know, Coxheath was the scene of my greatest pinnacle of sporting achievement.
What was that, your jive competition?
No.
Your football?
No.
Ice skating?
No, it was a world championship.
What did you do?
I was runner-up. I didn't win. I was runner-up in the 1976 World Custard Pie Championships.
Really?
In Coxheath. Yep.
Really? What, yep. You were throwing them?
Yeah, the best did flingers. The best did flingers. We were runners-up. We were beaten by a team from Spain. At 1976 World Custard Pie Championships, Coxheath.
Well, there was no custard shortage in those days. That's
for sure.
There
certainly wasn't. Yeah.
I do love a custard tart or pie. So were they? Who made them?
Oh, the organisers.
Oh, and did you eat them as well?
They weren't edible.
Really?
Yeah, it was just foam on a white on a paper plate, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought, because I do love a custard tart. Yeah. I mean, it's my one weakness.
That would be a waste, wouldn't it? Frying real custard tarts.
Well, I don't know. It depends if you lick it off your face, I suppose. But I do love a custard tart. I'm a fiend for anything vaguely custardy or vanilla. Oh, vanilla I love. a panna cotta. Not messed around, girls. You know, just a straight vanilla panna cotta, maybe with a couple of blackberries off a bush on them. I don't know. Yeah, what was that?
Fresh ones.
Yeah, fresh panna cottas or blackberries?
Blackberries.
Yeah, yeah.
Or bushes.
Yeah. It's coming up to the time. I bet in Rutland there'll be some lovely bushes up there.
Blackberries, yeah, no, well, they're on the turn now.
Yours are early, aren't they?
Have been in full bloom for a week or so, and I've been eating them like mad.
Well, when I come back after Rutland, I shall be bringing in pears off my tree, which I usually bring you. Pears off my tree.
Two of them, you're bringing two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just about to drop. I've got a big lot of pears this year.
You got a pear about to drop, yeah. Okay. Right, yep. Fine, thank you for that.
Not a good plum one this year, but we've got a good pear one this year.
I have one plum on my tree.
Did the squirrels get it?
No, I got it before the squirrels.
I think the thing to do that we should be doing is alternating our plum trees. Buy another one so that one year you get it on one and one, hopefully.
Don't even go there. I had a really nice plum tree that had really big crops of fruit, and Dan cut it down by mistake. He then replaced it. He bought me a new plum tree, and it's a lovely tree, but it's very young, so I only got one plum on it this year.
Well, Dan, you're
and
terrible.
I won't even mention my walnut tree, because that was just...
What happened to that? Did he knock that down as well?
No, it got hit by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Split it.
What, recently?
A couple of years ago.
When we had that? Oh, OK, because we had a big storm recently.
Yeah.
What was it, Storm Matilda or something? Yeah. I lose track.
Right, I've got this very complex email to read from the Maidstone Innovation Centre. The NCL programme is working to secure £21 million of funding for life-changing autoimmune treatment. The Southeast Innovation Programme, an initiative led by NCL Technology Ventures for Maidstone Borough Council, is helping to secure £21 million of funding to develop treatment that could change the lives of autoimmune disease sufferers. It's led by ex-Pfizer employee Dr. Jason Rutt and the pharmaceutical company Azadine, which originated in Trinity College Dublin, has already secured over £1 million in funding via the programme for its autoimmune disease treatment. As well as leading on the funding, NCL Technology Ventures assisted the company with its business and financial planning and relocating to Canterbury. It's now in the process of a second stage of financing to help Azadine raise £21 million for human trials of drugs that could treat diseases such as multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, did they mention thyroid disease in that? Because that's autoimmune.
Not yet. Get onto it.
Well, my homeopath is treating my autoimmune with...
Your homo who?
A homeopath.
Right.
She's treating autoimmune for me, so that's good. I've got a very long email. Shall I read it?
You've got 3 minutes.
I'll decant it a bit.
Yeah.
After 26 months away this year, Leeds Castle Concert is back with a bang, and not just one, but three spectacular firework displays, along with cannons, Spitfire flyover, and spectacular music. The year's concert programme is delivered by a loyal audience who'd waited so long for its return, and so they've got they've ticked off all their favourites. They say, as the sun shone down for the count opened the show and got everyone concert ready for their blend of tunes from the swing era, performed in their own unmistakable style and fun approach that engaged the audience with their humour and entertainment style. And then the first half of the main concert opened this year with a traditional Spitfire flyover, which was earlier than usual due to the autumn nights drawing in. Why can't we have double British summertime now?
I don't know.
It gets ridiculously dark.
Yeah.
I think it's the middle of the night. It's only like 8 o'clock or something.
I know. It's not good, is it?
Don't you think we could be innovative?
I don't know why they continue to play around with it.
Home from work and you have your dinner, and then what you would do in summer is you go for a little toddle, don't you? If you've got kids and things, or you play tennis or swim or whatever you do, or jog. But if it's dark, all you want to do is eat biscuits and watch telly, really. I lose my mojo when it gets dark.
Yeah.
Do you?
I didn't have any in the first place. I'd like you to celebrate your hard work, and I'd like you to celebrate your success and do yourself a great big PR favour. And you can do that by entering the Maidstone or Ashford Business Awards 2021. There's 12 categories in each, and they're regional things. So it's the Ashford region and the Maidstone region. It's not just those towns. It's an area surrounding them. 12 categories in each. You can apply for as many of the categories as you want. And the awards ceremony will be taking place in November, I do believe. I should know because I'm actually presenting it, but I can't remember what the date is. But it's taking place in November at the Great Danes Hotel at Hollingbourne. But if you want to find out all about it and find out where I'm going on that day, you can do that by going to the website, businessawardskent.co.uk.
I noticed that Lisa Settle was getting a glad rags on for an award last week.
That was Kent Women in Business Awards.
Yes.
I haven't had any. Hillary hasn't sent me. She normally sends me through a list of all the winners to read out, but I haven't had anything yet.
She's so probably doing cooking her potatoes and things.
Probably.
That's what
yeah.
she does on the side, doesn't she?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that was lovely to see that people are actually getting. I haven't been to an awards thing for ages, but nice to see that people are getting togged up.
Yeah, and going out again.
Out.
Yeah, not staying in, they're going out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And an award.
What?
And an award. It's lovely, isn't it, PR, for getting an award.
Oh, getting an award is good PR, yeah. You should always enter those kind of things. Have you got anything else that needs reading?
Not really, no. I'm just strolling through my... my thing. We read that Tracy Ferguson has gone off, I think, to Wagamama. She's gone quiet. She's gone off to Wagamama's, isn't right. she, after hearing she's the ladies.
She's gone for lunch.
Yeah.
She should have got a meal kit in.
She could. Well, Friday night she probably will.
I reckon so. I think we've already covered that one. New images offer a first look at rework plans for a new cinema in the heart of Tenterton. The team behind the project has revealed its ambition for a screen and culture centre in the town centre have now earmarked a potential new site for the plan. Prospects for any cinema seem dim after the original proposal in the Pebbles building was derailed amid spiralling costs. However, Tenterton Cinema Limited says it's approached the Highbury Hall Trust over the use of the land on which the hall is situated between Tesco and High Street. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed for that. But you know what?
Was it the end?
Well, yeah. If I didn't read your tweet out, I'm really sorry. There's dozens of tweets we haven't read yet, but I never got around to them. I'm sorry. We'll read them next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something.
Yeah.
Or tweet again.
Keep them coming in.
I want to say a huge thank you to this week's guests, Sally Bedell from Lock Associates Group, Gabriella Burgess, and Amy Nicholas from Great Food To you.
It reminds me of that...
To you.
Yeah.
Like Ted Rogers, 3, 2, 1,
yeah.
Dusty Bean.
Yeah.
Great food to you.
You see, it doesn't work on radio. We're waving our little fingers around.
We're waving our little fingers about going, great food to you.
Yeah. And wasn't it a mobile phone company as well?
Yeah.
Phones for you or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, it's the end now, so I'll be off to Rutland.
You're off to Rutland.
Yeah, I'm packing every single sort of... for every single temperature, rain, hail, wind, snow... hurricane, gumboots, whatever.
Absolutely. I'll be back on Thursday with a Business Bunker Extra show where I'm going to be talking with Simon Teague and King James about the forthcoming King Summit. That's on Thursday at 1 o'clock on the Business Bunker Extra show. But we'll be back next week with another Business Bunker show. Have a fantastic week, everybody. We'll see you all then and stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.